Hi, everyone.
It's Lunch with the Schiavos.
We're back after a break. Sorry we did not keep up with podcasting.
We just kind of ran away and we didn't tell anybody what we were doing.
Yeah. Well, we went out of town for spring break, and that was really fun. And then we did
recover for like a week after the spring break.
And yeah, so we're back. We're back and we're feeling better than ever. And why? Why are we feeling better than ever? Well, first of all, we got some reviews on our iTunes page.
Yay!
So we wanted to take a moment to thank the people who gave us reviews. We don't know who they are, so we're even more thankful and grateful. And so we wanted to thank Rocket Fan. It's spelled R-O-C-K-E-T-P-H-A-N. And he gave us, or she, 5 stars. Funny perspective. Great perspectives of life that most of us take for granted. It is great. So thank you, Rocket Fan.
Also, F-E-M, wanted to thank you for your nice review, too. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the show. We're having a great time doing it.
F-E-M said, which we really, really liked because it's very succinct, hilarious slices from the pound cake of life.
I think that should be like the subtitle for our show. Actually, it's really
done. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. So we don't know who you are, but thank you so much, FEM. So let's get on with the show. Well, another reason we're feeling so good is because we're both on a health kick. And why are we on a health kick? Because it's time for us to get our yearly checkup.
Every time we have our yearly checkups, we go on these extreme health kicks. We're like, it's like when you're about to visit the dentist and you haven't flossed for like a year, then you're flossing 40 times a day. So now we're like super, super conscious of what we're eating and exercising, because like in a week we're going to the doctors. Like, it's going to matter in a week, right?
It's so funny because, like, and I know a lot of people do this because our neighbors, I know they've done this too, where it's just like, you know, they eat and drink whatever they want throughout the year. And it's like, they're, you know, we all do that. Like, we're sailors on shore leave or something, just like eating and drinking and all this deep fried, blah, blah, blah. And then when it's time to go to the doctor, everyone all of a sudden gets really health conscious.
Yeah. And it's got to happen like right now.
Yeah.
It's like, we can't do it over, oh, I'll do it on a healthy, sober, like 6 month exercise.
No.
I need it in a week. I have to lose 20 pounds.
We're Americans. We have to have it yesterday.
Yeah.
So we found this great health food store, and we didn't know that this health food store was, you know, in our area. It's not really in our area. Actually, we have to drive to it, but it's worth it because it reminds us a lot of LA and the health food stores in LA.
Well, it's just nice to have. I mean, we love Southern food. Obviously, it's very tasty, but not the most healthy food to eat on a sustained basis. So we found this health food store, which is like a grocery store, health food store. We just visited. I went there for the first time yesterday, and it was like amazing.
Yeah. And so we were going to tell you guys some of the things we bought. So this is things that we buy at the health food store when we're on a health kick. So the first thing I want to bring up is, I have never seen this before, but maybe all of you guys are familiar with liquid aminos, like Bragg's Organic Apple Cider Vinegar, raw and unfiltered. A lot of women use it for their skin and stuff like that. And it's a vinegar that's unpasteurized, and supposedly got a lot of really good things in it. And so I was buying that, and I've gotten that for many years. But there's something that I saw that I had never seen before, and I bought it. It's called Organic Cocoa Aminos from Big Tree Farms. And it is brewed in small batches from coconut blossom nectar that's been hand-harvested by our collective of organic farmers.
I think amino has something to do with proteins. I really don't know really much about what this is, but I love the name Coco Amino. First, I think you say it's pronounced Coco Amino.
Right.
Coco Amino.
Coco Amino, which is?
I don't know, but it sounds beautiful. It sounds like you're going on a vacation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, did you have a nice vacation? Yeah. Where'd you go? Coco Amino. Oh, it's beautiful there. It's so lovely. Coco Amino, it's so nice.
Well, what I like about this is that the description, like, that I was reading, like, hand-harvested. I mean, is there another way to harvest? I guess.
Machine,
okay. So hand-harvested. They really paint a picture here.
Personally hand-picked.
Yes.
So you're like, these aren't regular, like crappy machine milled cocoa beans.
No, no. This is like hand.
Hand picked.
A also, hand was placed on it and picked it.
Special. It's special. And I love cocoa, which, you know, I don't know much Spanish, but cocoa I know is chocolate. So I don't know what aminos are, but I know it's chocolate aminos.
Right.
So they're going to taste great. Whatever these aminos are, they're going to taste delicious. So
yeah.
I'm going to get it.
And it was, okay, every word in the description is like, it creates an image. It's a collective of organic farmers. Mm-hmm. These aren't just organic. These aren't your average organic farmers.
They're smart.
They're collective.
Yeah. They all work together as a team to make these amazing coco aminos. You speak Spanish. I love that.
And then it says, in Indonesia. Indonesia.
In Indonesia?
Yeah, in Indonesia.
Oh, they have the... Oh, in Indonesia.
They handpick... I just have this image of a collective of organic farmers handpicking in Indonesia.
It's like the marketing is working on
it's
you.
It's so working on me. Don't you have this image? I have a picture of like women with like flowers behind their ear, you know, picking, and they're wearing sarongs. It's like Tahiti.
I mean, I rely on this stuff, this marketing stuff, because I honestly don't know what all this stuff does. I mean, I guess I could do the research, but I'm just like, I'm too lazy.
Right.
So I'm like, ooh, cocoa. Yeah, let's get this.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So we got that.
We got that. What else did we get?
We also got this, which I'm a little disturbed by, but Juliana can tell you a little about this.
Okay. I was watching, you know... I watch makeup tutorials on YouTube, and I watch and see what the celebrities are wearing and doing. And all the celebrity women make collagen shakes. So I bought something called Super Collagen. Hair, skin, nails, joints, and bones. Clinically tested NeoCell collagen. 92% had increased hydration.
I'm just a little disturbed with this as a layperson, because I like collagen to me means like lip injections and stuff like that. So I'm like looking at this like, super collagen. You eat this? No. This goes in your lips. You don't eat this. Like, and she's like putting it in shakes and mixing it up. And I'm like, you're going to puff up like a puffy collagen lip.
Well, my lips have been getting more puffy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like you're drinking it. For your whole body's going to get puffy.
Yeah, and you just, you know, you don't know if this stuff works or anything, but boy, the writing is great. Collagen is a complex structural protein that maintains strength and flexibility throughout the body. I mean, you have to have a college degree to read this description.
I just go to meet the smart people there. I don't really buy anything because I know they're going to be smart.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, I want to meet some smart people. I don't really want to, but it is a little intimidating. Like, I remember in L.A., when you go to the health food stores, they actually have a person in the aisle, the supplement aisle, who's like an expert, like a nutrition expert / new age wizard or whatever. And sometimes they wear a lab coat to look like kind of scientific, but mm-hmm. they're probably, you know, like just like...
Have a GED.
Yeah, exactly. And you go through and you just see aisles and rows of bottles and things. And you're just like, what the heck is all this?
I do have to say that I always check with my doctor before I do anything.
Right.
So just to put that out there, because you don't want to take something that's going to be bad for you.
But it's like, it's a little intimidating, and it's kind of like, you feel like it's kind of like buying a car. Like, I'm like, hey, where's the garlic tablets? And you're like, oh, garlic, that's a good choice. And it's good for this and that and this.
Do you want cold pressed or, right. you know, whatever?
Do you want capsules or gels? Yeah. Do you want time release or regular? Do you want organic or, you know?
Maybe I should just eat a bulb of garlic at this point.
I'm okay. Really? Because I can help you. You want to test drive one? No, I'm fine. It's a little intimidating.
Yeah, it is. So what else did we buy? So we bought nutritional yeast.
Which is a, you know, right out the gate.
That doesn't
really
sound good.
You can put whatever modifier you want in front of yeast. I'm still not going to buy it. You can call it nutritional tasty.
Nutritional fungus doesn't sound good.
You can even use cocoa in front of it. I'm still...
Cocoa
yeast,
amino?
You're losing me at yeast.
I know. They had me at nutritional, then they lost me at yeast.
They totally lost me at yeast. I was so there with nutritional.
But what about the large flake nutritional yeast? Large flake?
It's a bad image. It's a real bad image. Seeing giant yeast flakes.
don't know. But apparently, anyway, I love this stuff.
Apparently, it's really
it tastes really good.
It's I just can't do it. I don't think I can do it. Great on popcorn.
That's what I was going to just tell you. They know people are like, what the hell is nutritional yeast? And then they're like, good source of B vitamins. And then it says, great on popcorn. Just like out of the blue. Great on popcorn.
They're like, I see you running away. Wait, it's great on popcorn. Yeah. I can't do it.
A rich umami flavor. Okay, that's Japanese, right?
Ah, yes.
Add nutritional yeast to sauces, scrambles, kale chips, crackers, and biscuits. So you're going to have a kale chip.
What does it do, though? What is the yeast?
It's B vitamins, lots of vitamins.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
So we're going to work on it. We're going to see, and we'll let you guys know how it all turns out. We'll let you know, if we feel better, and we'll let you know.
If you can recommend any healthy items that you think are worth.
That sounds really bizarre.
There's so many. And plus, if they're funny sounding, we want to hear about it. So let us know. And yeah, guys, thank you. Have a nice, healthy, organic,
raw, unfiltered, hand cold pressed lunch.
Exactly.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.